Good day, and welcome to the Vienna International Airport Q1 results conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the call over to Judith Hedeney, Head of IR. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the conference call for the first quarter. If you are interested, you can download the presentation as a file from our homepage. You will find it under publication presentation. The presentation will be held by Mr. Günther Ofner and will be followed afterwards with a Q&A session. I would like also mention that it's recorded, and the recording of the presentation and the Q&A will be available most probably tomorrow in the afternoon. That's it from my side now, and I'd like to hand over to you, Mr. Ofner. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon from Vienna, and maybe we should start by shortly outlining some of the main results of our Q1. So in the first 3 months, traffic was down 1.7%, and this is somehow connected with severe winter conditions, but also with capacity reductions by the airlines, and some effects also came from the labor unrest in Germany. Our revenues fortunately grew as a result of higher income from security fee and increased income from rentals and advertising and real estate, and especially due to the winter conditions from the icing services. As expected and foreseen, the first time regular depreciation of check-in 3 negatively affected EBIT and net result, and we also had in the first quarter of last year capitalization of interest, which is also visible now in the financial results. If we see in more detail the traffic results, it's mainly a reduction in transfer passengers, 5.6, whereas we still had a slight growth in local passengers and very substantially reduction in in-flight movements by 7.1%. Especially that fact has also some positive side effects, because restraints in regard of runway capacity in any case are alleviated by these results, and this could mean that any investment connected with additional runway capacity most likely can be postponed due to this reduction in flight movements. Cargo still is slightly down. One of the factors there is some change in the policy of Lufthansa, and we are hoping that we can turn that into a positive development further down the road this year. What definitely is good news for the airlines is that they could increase seat load factor by 3.8 percent points to 69%. If you look at the share of the airlines, you see that especially Turkish substantially increased the market share by 78.9. Also, British Airways and Emirates increased their passenger numbers whereas Austrian Airlines slightly reduced its share, slightly improvement by Lufthansa, and substantial reduction Niki Air Berlin, which is not really a surprise, and is part of their change in the strategy. So they stopped destinations like Sofia and Bucharest, and the expectation is that for the summer season they will concentrate on tourism flights from Vienna, especially concentrating their passengers to Greece through Vienna. If we go in more detail to the financial results, you see 4.9% revenue increase, a very slight decrease of EBITDA, minus 2.3%, decrease of 40% in EBIT, which reflects the additional normal depreciation, which amounts to 13.7 million. And in the financial results, it's roughly 5.9 million from last year's capitalized interest, compared to now 3.6%, you can see that we offset roughly 40% of that effect by lower interest costs for the other portion of our debt. So net profit is down from 21.6 to 9.5, which is both the effect of EBIT reduction and financial results. All the capitalization was stopped end of the first quarter of last year, so the interest effect only relates to the first quarter, and we are optimistic that the improvement in regard of interest by repayment of debt and lowering our interest rates through negotiations will show finally a positive financial result in the end of the year. And we continue to improve our financial structure. So net debt went down by 30 million to 689, which is close to our financial guidance already. And the gearing was reduced to 80. Cash flow, fortunately, was high from operating activities 47.7, and free cash flow in the first quarter was 30.6 million. This is also related to the relative low capex figure of 6.5, which shows again a very severe winter with no chance to start with outside investments. Equity went up to 861, and the equity ratio also improved to 33.1%. On the expenses side, we had substantially higher costs for the icing material, on the other hand, you see the severe winter also in the personal costs, because despite a decline in the average number of employees, which is good news, you see for the first quarter a substantial rise in personal expenses, and roughly 75% of that additional costs are related to the severe winter and the hours our people had to be on the runway to clean and de-ice. Other expenses are slightly higher than in prior years because now maintenance and repair costs, Safer Check-in 3 have to be included, and roughly 1 million is transport costs for the snow removal, also part of winter conditions. I already covered debt and gearing, and I think we will go forward in reducing our net debt position and producing free cash flows. And we also took out advantage by rearranging bigger parts of our debt positions so that for this portion we can reduce our debt burden. Unfortunately, the guarantee costs for the EIB loan will add to the other side because costs for guarantees after the financial crisis, unfortunately, are a little bit higher than they have been before. So cash flow, free cash flow was positive with 30.6 million. And overall, I think we are in line with our expectations. CapEx still for the full year is seen at 150, might be a little bit less than that. No overrun from today's perspective should be expected. A very big project was more or less successfully finalized yesterday. It is the renovation of one of our runways, and it is a 20 years event, and the cost what we see now will stay below 28 million euros, and the work is successfully finalized, so no hurdles from that side for the start of the holiday season, and we are very glad that we could finalize it in time and within costs. Check-in 1 is already in operation since beginning of January and is working very well. Also, shops and restaurants are open already, and the final stage of the new offerings will be that throughout June and July the last shops will open, so that through the summer season 100% of the facilities will be operational, what should also contribute to retails and property sales and net income further on. We are working on all our real estate projects, as you might be aware, due to the real estate strategy and our portfolio analysis we did already last year. What we see now is that we slightly reduce our traffic forecast for 2013. So the new forecast is that we will stay between the range of +1 to -1% in passengers. Mainly of that will affect transit passengers, and flight movements we see now a reduction of in a range of -4 to -6. And MTOV might slightly go down. We started to strengthen our financial work, and so we identified measures throughout our company to ensure that even if we would end up with the very low end of our passenger guidance, so with -1, we, from today's perspective, can confirm our financial guidance we gave in January for 2013, which means that revenue should be 625 or above, EBITDA should be 230 or above, and net profit should exceed 65 million. Net debt decrease to 680 or below, and CAPEX should not exceed 150, most likely will stay even below that figure. So that are some highlights from my side, and we should now start into Q&A. Thank you for your interest.
Ladies and gentlemen, as Mr. Ofner said, we will be ready now for your questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will pause for just a moment to assemble the queue. Our first question today comes from Bernd Maurer of RCG. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Bernd Maurer, Raiffeisen Central Bank. Two questions I do have, please. First, can you figure the expenses within material costs and also within personal costs which are related to winter services? And question number two refers to the construction of the third runway. Mr. Ofner, you said before that current traffic development probably allows for a postponement of the construction of a third runway. When do you now see construction to start, if at all, or when the third runway should start operations from your current point of view?
Starting with your last question, you might be aware that the plans included that roughly at 30 million passengers, mm-hmm. the third runway would be necessary to be operational. What was so far seen for 2021, and if what we would assume now, given the current developments, the number of passenger per movement is higher than in our initial plans, this could push further down this point, maybe to 32, 33 million passengers. So it could allow us one, two, three more years.
Okay.
I think it will be very decisive if this development of relative improvement passengers per a flight movement will continue or not. But I have to add at this point that still we don't have a decision regarding the second procedure. It could happen that we get this decision later this year, but it's at least as likely that we will not receive it until the end of the year, what would mean, due to the fact that a new court then is responsible for the decision, in any case a postponement of 1 to 2 years, even from the legal side.
Okay.
Expenses for winter, it's insofar complex, as on the one hand we have very substantial additional costs, for example, de-icing and transportation costs and personal costs, which are not far from maybe a double-digit million euro amount. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, we have also income from de-icing.
Of course, yeah.
So maybe it's 2 to 3 million in total, that can be contributed to the winter in a net observation.
Yeah.
But we still have not really calculated it in detail because you have many costs that are not directly attributed to the winter.
Mm-hmm. But you said a bit less than 10 million euros are costs related to additional winter services.
Somewhere.
Thanks a lot.
It with revenues, and for example, you have higher maintenance costs. If all the machinery was three or four times more often operating than normally, and. So it's not very simple to really cut out all the costs that are attributed to that, but it's digested, and it's part of our financial guidance.
Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Thank you. We now move on to a question from Daniel Ruivo of Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, gentlemen. Daniel Ruivo from Morgan Stanley. Two questions, please. Firstly, on traffic. Why do you think transfer traffic has been so much weaker year to date than local traffic, and why do you expect that to continue? And secondly, on retail revenue per passenger, I think it was up around 2.5% this quarter, in the first quarter, year-on-year. Do you find that slightly disappointing? Would you have, maybe you would have expected it to be up more than that? What are your expectations for the full year, please? Thanks.
Yeah, starting with your first question, I mean, one of the main issues, as you see in the statistics, is that Niki Air Berlin stopped their destinations like Bucharest and Sofia. So this is reflected in the, it's one of the reasons for the reduction in transfer passengers, and this will be the case throughout the year. And the second effect is that also Austrian Airlines somehow strengthens yield management, and if you look at 2012, you saw a very high increase of their transit passengers in the same period, because last year they were in real deep troubles, so they sold more or less tickets at any price. So it's also some basis effect that might be cut out this year. Retail per passenger is not disappointing for us for the first quarter, because not all of our shops and restaurants have been operational. So from today's perspective, we can confirm our guidance for the full year. And if you remember what we said when we presented our full year's result, that for retails and properties in 2013, we expect revenues up roughly 10%.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star one to ask a question today. We now move on to a question from Andy Jones of RBC Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, all. I had three questions, if I could. Two on... Firstly, how should we be thinking about productivity measures? You mentioned in the press release that it continues to go on, but how should we be thinking about this? I see that traffic movements fell by more than headcount, and there was overtime work incurred. Do you think you might end up in a situation where you'll have to pay more overtime during the summer if Niki's adopting a more busy summer timetable than a winter timetable, or are you already rostering for this? I guess I'll just take them one at a time, if that's okay.
From our plans, we will see further personal reduction, workforce reduction throughout the year, and this might partly be offset by additional overtime work in summer, but also other measures. So our initial plans are fully fully in line. And in regard of aircraft movements, we are not very much relating in our tariffs to the movements. As you might know, it's below 25%, so the tariffs are by three-thirds related to passenger numbers. And the capacity of our workforce, especially in the handling sector, is well adaptable to the situation. So simply we can decide to hire less people or more people for the summer period, depending on the actual figures we see.
Okay, but just for how we think about it, how do you benchmark productivity internally? Is it kind of movements handled per person or something like that?
It was last year, employees, one of the parameters, employees per traffic unit. So this includes passengers and cargo.
Mm-hmm.
And is normalized by the workforce, so including also overtime and all other factors.
Okay. And then my second question is quite a simple one. When does the security tariff increase affect LAP on revenue?
Oh, for the full year. Security tariff was increased last May, but
in
offset.
May.
Yeah, but offset by other measures. So it's now effective from a balance sheet side since the 1st of January of this
okay.
year. Because last year we had an arrangement that it is part of the incentive scheme, so more or less it was offset the income effect for 2012.
Okay, I see. And then the last question, just on the cash flow. I noticed you said that CapEx was a 6.5 million euros in Q1, but in the actual cash flow statement, there's 17.4 million in non-current asset additions. What's the difference there, and should we be thinking about your guidance of 115 in respect to the 6.4 or the 17.4?
I mean, the payment was related also to projects finalized last year. So from the balance sheet side, investment, it's 6.5. From the payment side, it's more because we repaid or paid bills for projects that have been finalized already last year.
Okay, so your 115 guidance is relative to the 6.5 you spent in the first quarter?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
I mean, you can expect it's the very high end, so it's very likely that we will end below the 150. 15.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, that is star one if you'd like to ask a question today. At this time, we have no further questions in the queue.
In this case, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation. Should you have other questions later on, we are happy to answer them. Please send us an email or give us a call. And no, I don't have anything else. Just to wish you a nice afternoon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.